The next coach on the teleconference is Michigan State's Jackie Joseph. The Spartans are 27-27 on the season and enter this week's tournament as the number 10 seed, facing 7-seeded Illinois on Thursday at 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Coach, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
If you could open with a statement, and then we'll take questions from the media.
Well, the first thing I'd like to say is congratulations to Michigan and their championship and, you know, and all the other coaches who are playing in the tournament. I think I echo what Coach Hutchins said about, I think it's been a great conference this year, and I certainly hope that teams can, you know, better their position for postseason bids. I think this conference is certainly worthy of that. I want to thank BTN for choosing to put all the games on. I really think that's a great decision, and I hope the ratings bear that out for them. And lastly, I just want to thank Penn State. We were there earlier this year, and they have invested a tremendous amount in their facility, and I'm happy that they're going to get an opportunity to showcase it in front of a national audience. As far as our team goes, you know, I just couldn't be happier for them. I mean, they're a resilient bunch, and, you know, we had made every Big Ten tournament since I came here, except last year, and it's no fun not being there. So I'm over the moon excited about it and grateful, and, you know, I said the last really 3 weeks, we're playing our best ball right now, and we figured some things out, and it's starting to show up on the field. And, you know, we're in practice right now, and we're going to get on the bus and go. And we're just super excited to be there. So I just really appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you, Coach. At this time, we'll take questions from the media.
To ask an audio question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And we do have a question from the line of Carol Brugman with BTN.
Good morning, Jackie. Congratulations again. Looking forward to seeing you and your team. You know, when you look at your opponent, Illinois, you haven't played them for a while, and they have a new coach. And just your thoughts on that, playing somebody new, and then just some keys to success against Illinois.
Well, I think that, you know, playing somebody new is a challenge like playing them the fourth time would be a challenge. So I think, you know, we could make a case for why either one would be good. I think advantage them, since we were just on the network Sunday. They get a little more recent look, as opposed to the scout that we had. Their film is a little bit older. But I couldn't have any more respect for Tyra and the job she's doing there. And I think that what we'll find a lot of times with any new coach, you get a lot of kids playing with a lot of enthusiasm. And I think that's what they've instilled into their ball club this year. You know, I'm not overly concerned about matchups. I just think that they're going to be really well coached and really excited. And I think we've got to come out and establish ourselves right away in that first inning if we're going to have success. I think we have to have our foot on the gas. We have to just start right where we left off at Ohio State with that kind of mojo and momentum. And then I like it. I like us a lot. So I think it's going to be great to play against Tyra. I'm a fan of hers, and I know that the Illinois team will be prepared and ready to go.
All right, Coach, thank you for your time this morning, and best of luck this weekend.
Thank you.